In a world teeming with personalities, navigating the human landscape can often be as turbulent as the storms at sea. Yet, nestled in the annals of ancient wisdom lies Stoicism, a beacon illuminating the shores of understanding amidst this tempest. Welcome, fellow seekers of wisdom, to a journey through the timeless teachings of Stoicism. Today, we embark on an exploration that transcends the centuries, delving into the profound insights this ancient philosophy offers about the multitude of characters we encounter in our lives. Stoicism, originating in the Hellenistic period, isn't merely a set of philosophical doctrines, but a guide for living a life of virtue, resilience, and tranquility. It beckons us to scrutinize not just our own actions, but also the tapestry of personalities woven around us. Stoicism doesn't just encourage introspection, it provides us with a lens to perceive the diverse characters populating our existence. It's within these teachings that we uncover astute warnings about certain archetypes prevalent in society, characters that challenge our virtues, test our patience, and impede our quest for inner peace. Today, we'll embark on an odyssey through 15 distinct personas cautioned against by Stoicism. From the chronic complainer to the hedonist, the control freak to the emotionally reactive, Stoicism acts as our seasoned navigator, cautioning us of the treacherous waters these personalities present in our journey towards self-mastery. So, fasten your philosophical seatbelts, dear viewers. As we navigate these trepidatious waters, we'll uncover the wisdom bestowed by Stoicism, guiding us towards a calmer shore where virtues reign supreme and tranquility prevails. The complainer. Ah, the chronic complainer, the maestro of dissatisfaction, conducting a symphony of grievances in the orchestra of life. Stoicism raises its cautionary flag against this persona, whose repertoire is brimming with endless laments about the weather, work, or the neighbor's noisy cat. Stoicism warns us of the gravitational pull this character exerts, a force that draws us into the whirlpool of perpetual discontent. They don't merely acknowledge problems, they amplify them, clouding the horizon with a storm of negativity. These individuals possess an unmatched ability to spot flaws in every silver lining, sapping the vitality from conversations and drowning optimism in their wake. Their perpetual discontent acts as an anchor, dragging down the ship of tranquility in life's vast ocean. Stoicism urges us to recognize the danger in succumbing to this pattern of perpetual dissatisfaction. Instead, it advocates for a shift in perspective, a shift towards focusing on what's within our sphere of control, channeling our energies into constructive action rather than fruitless complaints. By adopting a Stoic mindset, we develop resilience against the gravitational pull of constant complaints. We acknowledge life's imperfections, but choose to steer our thoughts towards acceptance and solutions, realizing that the storms will pass, leaving us stronger in their wake. So, in the symphony of life, let's heed Stoicism's counsel and refrain from joining the chorus of perpetual complaints. Instead, let's tune our instruments to the melody of gratitude, finding harmony amidst the cacophony of life's challenges. Our tatters, the gossip. Enter the realm of the gossipmonger, a character who wields words like a double-edged sword, slicing through reputations and stirring the tempest of rumors. Stoicism's guidance warns us about this persona, whose currency is information used not for enlightenment, but for amusement and manipulation. Stoicism recognizes the treacherous waters of gossip, a whirlpool that ensnares both the speaker and the listener. Engaging in gossip is akin to sowing seeds of discord, fostering mistrust, and nurturing a culture of hearsay rather than honest dialogue. These individuals thrive on the tantalizing allure of others' misfortunes or shortcomings, indulging in a superficial connection built upon the crumbling foundations of someone else's downfall. Stoicism implores us to be mindful of the company we keep and the narratives we propagate. It beckons us to tread the path of integrity, refraining from indulging in or perpetuating the destructive force of gossip. Embracing Stoic teachings means recognizing that our words hold power, the power to uplift or to wound. It encourages fostering conversations that edify, inspire, and cultivate understanding, rather than sow seeds of discord. So let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's choose dialogue that uplifts, perspectives that enlighten, and connections that enrich our lives and those around us. In doing so, we navigate away from the treacherous currents of gossip towards the shores of integrity and genuine connection. 3. The arrogant know-it-all. Ah, the embodiment of certainty, the herald of infallibility, the arrogant know-it-all. Stoicism raises its wary gaze towards this persona, whose fortress of pride impedes the flow of knowledge and obstructs the path to growth. Stoicism warns us about this character, a beacon of overconfidence masking a cavernous void of ignorance. They close their ears to the symphony of diverse thoughts, believing their melody to be the only tune worth hearing. These individuals, draped in the cloak of certainty, often blind themselves to the wealth of wisdom that lies beyond their self-erected walls. Their arrogance acts as a fortress, shielding them from the transformative power of humility and openness. Stoicism invites us to tread a different path, a path illuminated by humility and a thirst for continuous learning. It beckons us to embrace the mosaic of perspectives, understanding that true wisdom lies not in claiming to know everything, but in acknowledging our limitations. By embracing the Stoic teachings, we nurture a mindset of intellectual humility, a fortress not of arrogance, but of open-mindedness. We dismantle the barriers that obstruct the flow of knowledge and welcome the winds of different perspectives into our sails. So, let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's nurture a spirit of humility, recognizing that our quest for knowledge is an ever-evolving journey. By doing so, we navigate away from the cliffs of arrogance towards the shores of expansive wisdom and genuine understanding. 4. The hedonist. Behold, the hedonist, the connoisseur of indulgence, chasing fleeting pleasures like a moth to the flame. Stoicism raises its cautionary voice against this persona, whose pursuit of pleasure often blinds them to the deeper joys found in moderation and virtue. Stoicism warns us about this character, a slave to immediate gratification, their desires dictating the course of their lives. They navigate the world seeking fleeting sensations, often mistaking transient pleasure for lasting fulfillment. These individuals, ensnared by the allure of material indulgence, fail to recognize the ephemerality of such pleasures. Their pursuit becomes a ceaseless chase, leaving them perpetually dissatisfied and craving more. Stoicism invites us to reassess our relationship with pleasure, advocating for moderation and mindful consumption. It reminds us that true contentment lies not in the abundance of possessions or indulgences, but in the richness of a virtuous life. By embracing Stoic principles, we uncover the beauty of temperance, a compass guiding us away from the stormy seas of excessive indulgence. We learn to savor life's simple pleasures, finding contentment in moments of genuine connection and inner tranquility. So, let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's navigate away from the pursuit of transient pleasures, choosing instead the path of moderation and virtue. By doing so, we sail towards the shores of lasting contentment and a more fulfilling existence. 5. The victim mentality. Enter the realm of the victim mentality, a persona draped in the cloak of perpetual blame, casting shadows on personal responsibility. Stoicism casts a wary eye towards this character, cautioning against the disempowering narrative they weave. Stoicism warns us about this mindset, a quagmire that entraps individuals into believing that external circumstances hold the reins to their destiny. They relinquish the helm of their lives, attributing every misfortune to forces beyond their control. These individuals, ensnared by the belief that the world owes them, fail to recognize the power they hold within. They shackle themselves to the chains of victimhood, relinquishing their agency and hindering their own growth. Stoicism beckons us to reclaim our agency, urging us to recognize that while external events may occur beyond our control, our response to them remains within our grasp. By embracing Stoic teachings, we unshackle ourselves from the chains of victimhood. We cultivate resilience, realizing that our response to life's challenges defines us more than the challenges themselves. So let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's navigate away from the murky waters of victimhood, choosing instead to steer our ships towards the empowering shores of personal accountability and resilience. By doing so, we chart a course towards a more empowered and fulfilling existence. 6. The approval seeker. Ah, the seeker of external validation, the navigator whose compass points not to inner convictions, but towards the approval of others. Stoicism raises its cautionary flag against this persona, whose journey is dictated by the winds of external opinion. Stoicism warns us about this character, a slave to the fickle tides of others' approval, their self-worth tethered to the opinions of the crowd. They forsake their authenticity in pursuit of fleeting nods of affirmation. These individuals, entrapped by the desire for constant validation, often lose sight of their true selves. They morph and contort, wearing masks to please the ever-changing audience, neglecting their own values and virtues in the process. Stoicism urges us to seek validation not from external sources, but from within, advocating for self-awareness and authenticity. It encourages us to anchor our self-worth in our virtues rather than in the applause of others. By embracing Stoic teachings, we liberate ourselves from the shackles of external validation. We find solace in our virtues, standing firm in our authenticity regardless of the changing tides of others' opinions. So let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's chart our course away from the turbulent waters of seeking constant validation, anchoring ourselves in the steadier harbor of self-acceptance and authenticity. By doing so, we navigate towards a more genuine and fulfilling existence. 7. The Control Freak. Enter the realm of the Control Freak, a vigilant guardian tirelessly attempting to reign over every minute detail. Stoicism casts a watchful eye towards this persona, cautioning against the futile quest for absolute control. Stoicism warns us about this character, a prisoner of their desire for control, attempting to bend the world to their will. They navigate through life as if it were a chessboard, trying to orchestrate every move. These individuals, consumed by the illusion of control, often find themselves battling anxiety and frustration when faced with the unpredictability of life. They neglect to see that some things lie beyond the grasp of human influence. Stoicism beckons us to relinquish the illusion of absolute control, advocating for acceptance and adaptability. It reminds us that while we can influence certain aspects, attempting to control everything only leads to undue stress and discontent. By embracing Stoic teachings, we learn the art of letting go, accepting that some things are beyond our control and focusing instead on our response to them. We navigate the waters of life with a sail unfurled to the winds of acceptance. So, let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's navigate away from the turbulent seas of excessive control, embracing instead the serene waters of acceptance and adaptability. By doing so, we chart a course towards inner peace and resilience amidst life's... 8. The Egotist. Behold the egotist, the maestro of self-centeredness, conducting a symphony solely focused on their desires and ambitions. Stoicism raises its cautionary voice against this persona, whose relentless pursuit of self often eclipses empathy and genuine connection. Stoicism warns us about this character, a mirror that reflects only their own image, neglecting the diverse tapestry of humanity around them. They navigate through life with blinders, unable to see beyond the confines of their ego. These individuals, entrenched in the fortress of self, often struggle to forge meaningful connections. Their relationships become transactional, serving as mere extensions of their self-serving pursuits. Stoicism invites us to broaden our perspective beyond the narrow confines of the ego, advocating for empathy and connection. It reminds us that genuine fulfillment lies not in self-centered pursuits, but in shared experiences and connections with others. By embracing Stoic teachings, we dissolve the barriers of self-centeredness. We cultivate empathy, realizing that genuine connections and understandings stem from acknowledging and valuing the humanity in others. So, let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's navigate away from the isolating shores of egotism, embracing instead the enriching seas of empathy and genuine connection. By doing so, we chart a course towards more meaningful relationships and a more fulfilling existence. 9. The Chronic Worrier. Enter the world of the Chronic Worrier, the navigator haunted by the storm clouds of anxiety, foreseeing tempests in every passing breeze. Stoicism raises its voice of caution against this persona, whose constant fretting dims the brightness of the present moment. Stoicism warns us about this character, a prisoner of their own thoughts, trapped in the cycle of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. They navigate through life with a lens tinted by apprehension, often unable to enjoy the calm seas amidst their turbulent thoughts. These individuals enveloped in the fog of worry fail to realize that most of what they fear resides in the realm of imagination rather than reality. Their worries overshadow the beauty of the present, leaving them adrift in a sea of unnecessary concern. Stoicism invites us to practice the art of detachment from worries, advocating for mindfulness and living in the present moment. It reminds us that excessive worry robs us of the joy found in the here and now. By embracing Stoic teachings, we cultivate mindfulness, learning to navigate the storms of worry with a steady hand. We anchor ourselves in the present, finding solace in the serenity of the moment rather than succumbing to the tempest of anxious thoughts. So let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's navigate away from the turbulent waters of chronic worry, anchoring ourselves in the peaceful shores of mindfulness and present moment awareness. By doing so, we chart a course towards inner calm and tranquility amidst life's uncertainties. 10. The materialist. Enter the realm of the materialist, the seeker whose compass aligns solely with the acquisition of worldly goods, believing that true contentment is found in possessions. Stoicism raises its cautious voice against this persona, warning that the pursuit of material abundance often obscures the path to genuine fulfillment. Stoicism warns us about this character, a traveler fixated on amassing material wealth, navigating through life's seas with eyes solely set on possessions. They measure success by the quantity of goods amassed, equating belongings with personal value. These individuals, ensnared by the allure of material possessions, often fail to grasp that the abundance they seek externally seldom fills the void within. Their pursuit becomes an endless quest, leaving them feeling hollow despite their accumulation. Stoicism invites us to reassess our relationship with material possessions, advocating for a focus on virtues and experiences rather than material abundance. It reminds us that true richness lies not in possessions, but in the quality of our connections and experiences. By embracing Stoic teachings, we recalibrate our values, finding joy in experiences and connections rather than in the accumulation of possessions. We navigate life's waters, seeking richness in moments rather than amassing goods. So let us heed the wisdom of Stoicism. Let's chart our course away from the shallow waters of materialism, steering instead towards the enriching seas of experiences and meaningful connections. By doing so, we navigate towards a life abundant in depth and genuine fulfillment. As we sail through the diverse waters of human nature, Stoicism acts as our seasoned navigator, warning us of the treacherous currents presented by different personas in our lives. Stoicism's timeless wisdom provides us not only with a mirror to reflect upon these personalities, but also a compass guiding us towards virtues that fortify our character. Whether it's steering clear of the chronic complainer, the gossip, or the egotist, Stoicism's teachings invite us to cultivate resilience, wisdom, and tranquility amidst life's tempests. As we bid adieu to these cautionary personas, let's remember that Stoicism doesn't merely warn us about these characters, but empowers us with invaluable insights. It encourages us to anchor ourselves in virtues, embrace the power of acceptance, and navigate life's storms with resilience and grace. So, dear voyagers on the sea of life, let Stoicism's teachings serve as a guiding star, illuminating the path towards a life imbued with virtues, meaningful connections, and inner tranquility. Thank you for joining us on this voyage through Stoicism's warnings. May these ancient teachings continue to inspire us to navigate life's waters with wisdom and grace. Remember, the true voyage of discovery lies not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more explorations into ancient wisdom. Until next time, may you navigate life's seas with Stoic wisdom. Farewell.